coming up on episode number 267. Yes, it's the Coverville Idol results show. Find out which unsigned act is going to walk home with the big box of Koch Entertainment CDs. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is November 30th, 2006. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Getting over a little bit of a cold here. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving holiday. I caught a cold right afterwards, and so that pretty much killed the chances of doing any shows between then and now. But I did want to put this one together. I'm feeling well enough to do this. Actually, I'm feeling fine now. I'm a little congested, but hopefully it's not coming through too much in the microphone. But if you're just joining us for the first time here at Coverville, you're in for a very unusual episode. Back in August, I asked you, the listener, to put together a song, a cover song, any song that was released or was a hit in 1986. And you guys came through with flying colors. I mean, you guys put together some amazing, amazing stuff. And I'm hoping, and this was kind of an experiment. I wanted to see how this goes to help decide if we do it do it in the future. I had a lot of positive feedback about the show. I had some negative feedback too, some constructive criticism, I should say. And I want to hear more. I want to hear more about your opinions on this before I decide to do anything beyond the next one I've announced, which is 1973. The deadline for that, by the way, December 31st. And what I'd like to do is get even more bands to contribute. So if you know a band, if you know an artist, someone, a performer, maybe you listen to Uncle Seth's podcast, you want to shoot them an email and say, hey, you guys ought to get in on this Coverville deal. Or you're a listener to another podcast that plays indie music and you hear somebody on there that you think would do a great job with this, send him an email or let me know about him and I'll send him an email. And let's see if we can really get a lot of submissions for the next one. And we'll kind of take it from there. But what I'd also like to do is have you leave your comments in the forums or in the notes. In the comments section on the webpage, let me know what you think about this and if you want to see it go past the 1973. One person suggested that I do these shows separately, do a separate feed of just the Coverville Idol. Hey, let me know what you think. All right, well, let's get into it. We're going to be counting down the top six. Now, what I did is I took your votes, and because I had the ability for you to apply a score of 1 through 5, I divided your total vote number by how you divvied them up. So in other words, if you gave all ones except for 1 5, then 33% of your vote went to that one artist. That way it all evened all up. So everybody really had 100% to deal with, or 100 points to deal with, and then that's how they divvied up. So just so you know how how this all works. Let's see. Okay. So we're going to start with number six. I had a lot of favorites in this countdown, but this was one of my favorites because of how different it is from the original. And unfortunately, my internet connection is down as I'm recording this. Otherwise, I would have gone onto iTunes and bought the original version of the song and played a little bit of it just to show you the gap that this guy or this group put together when they did this cover. It's a cover of the Exposé song, Point of No Return. It's performed here by our number six winner, our sixth place winner, State Shirt.
Thank you. a mystery to me. Fills me within when we're together. Oh, baby, can't you see?
Thank you.
That's the Fritters with their version of Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer. And then before that, Sledgehammer was our fifth place winner on the show. And before that, you heard Point of No Return by State Shirt, a cover of the song originally done by Exposé. All right. The cough button there. Thank you. So one of the things that I did in the kind of experimental Coverville Idol show from a couple weeks ago. A couple things that I want to get your opinions on. Number one, I think we're going to eliminate the Simon Cowell criticisms after each contestant for the next one. Something that that in listening to these all the way through, like I'm doing tonight and like I did originally, a lot of them reach their peak, reach their crescendo later in the song. And I felt like snipping these down to just 1 minute or 2 minute segments might have not done them the full justice that they needed. But let me get your opinion on how we should do this before. I mean, my goal is to make this fair and make it fun and enjoyable for everybody. And if you want to hear the whole song before you do your voting, we can figure out a way to do that. Maybe I put them on a separate web page. Maybe you just go and listen to them there, and we don't necessarily have the submissions go into a Coverville show. It's a work in progress. This is an experiment. So let me know what you think. Our next winner, our fourth place winner, comes from the UCAST International Orchestra. And another, you know, all of the songs tonight and a lot of the songs in the competition did an amazing job of breaking the genre that the song originally came out. Point of No Return was a funk soul pop track. The Fritters taking Sledgehammer, which was a an alternative rock song and turning it into a country song. The Final Countdown taking a heavy metal song by Europe and turning it into, well, a ukulele, an acoustic ukulele piece. Here's the UCAST International Orchestra with The Final Countdown.
together, but still it's farewell. And maybe we'll come back to Earth, who can tell? I guess there is no one to blame. We're leaving ground. Will things ever be the same again? It's the final countdown.
Time waiting for the welfare dime, 'cause they can't buy a job. The man in the silk suit hurries by and catches the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun he says, get him a job. Well, that's just the way it is, and some things will never change. That's just the way it is, but don't you believe them. They say, hey, little boy, can't go where the others go, 'cause you don't look like they do. I said, hey old man, how can you stand to think that way? Did you really think about it before you made the rules? And he said, son, well, that's just the way it is, some things will never change. That's just the way it is, but don't you believe them. Thank you. pass along 64 to give those who ain't got a little more, but yeah, it only goes so far. Cause the law don't change another's mind when all it sees at the hiring sign, yeah, here's the land on the cover bar. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. 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 Don't you believe it?
Another one diverts our attention. Sometimes it does seem like the world is careening out of control.
Dave Von Beeker there with a very poignant version of That's Just the Way It Is, originally by Bruce Hornsby and The Range. There performed in, you know, something that dawned on me, kind of piggybacking on what I said in the last break. That whole segment with the sampled audio from the streets and the police cars going by, none of that made it into the sample show. So kind of lending credence to maybe having these on a separate page where you go and listen to each one and see what you think. So That's Just the Way It Is, performed there again by Dave Von Beeker, our third place winner on the 1986 Coverville Idol competition. And before that, you heard the final countdown, which this won't be, the UCAST International Orchestra doing a cover of Europe. Coming up next is our second place winner. This was actually my pick. I didn't cast any votes in the show, but when we were doing this, when I recorded the original version of the Coverville Idol show and had the audio problems and recorded it with special guest judges Len and Nora from Jawbone, who hopefully will be back for the 1973 edition. This was my pick. This was the one that that I gave my highest score to, because I really like the direction that that they took with this song. This is Say You, Say Me, originally by Lionel Richie from the movie White Nights, covered here by Say You, S-E-U, and Say Me, S-A-M-I-E. Isn't that clever? Without any further ado, let's jump into it. Here's Say You, Say Me.
Say you, say me. Say it for always. That's the way it should be. Say you, say me. Say it together, naturally. I had a dream, I had an awesome dream. People in the park are playing games in the dark. And what they played, it was a mask. From behind the walls of doubt, a voice is crying out.
Say you, say me. Say you, say me.
As we go down life's lonesome highway, it seems the hardest.
Say You, Say Me, performed there by Say You and Say Me. I was calling Sue and Sammy when we were doing the original show with Len and Nora. Cover of the Lionel Richie track from the White Knights movie. I remember watching that with Kim, who I was dating at the time. She was a big Mikhail Baryshnikov fan and made me sit through that movie. Thanks a lot, Kim. All right, well, let's get down. We've gotten down to our excuse me, first place winner. Forgot the cough button there, sorry. And it's an a cappella track. Now, before I go any further, the Excel spreadsheet that I use to calculate all the votes and, you know, get out of the SQL database, yada, 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 I got to say, the difference between first place and last place on this, this was a close competition. The difference between first place and last place was about 10%. So there were some favorites out there, but there weren't clear runaway winners. The first place winner actually is only a couple of points ahead of Say You, Say Me. That winner is No Strings Attached with their version of Walk Like an Egyptian. This is a cover of the Bangles tune, of course, done all a cappella.
If they move too quick away, or they're falling down like a domino, all the bars are men by the night, they got the money on bet. Don't crocodile away, or they snap their teeth on a cigarette. Foreign types with a hookah pipe set. Walk like an Egyptian. The blonde waitresses take their trays, they spin around and they cross the floor. They got the moves away, or you drop your drink, then they bring you more. All the school kids so sick of books, they love the punk and the metal band. When the buzzer rings away, or they walk the line like Egyptian. All the kids in the marketplace say, walk like an Egyptian. Hi-ya. Street, bend your back, shift your arm, then you pull it back. Life's hard, you know, always. You also strike a pose on a Cadillac. If you wanna find all the cops, they're hanging out in a donut shop. They sing and dance, always. Or they spin the club, cruise down the block. All the Japanese with their yen, the party boys call the Kremlin. And the Chinese know, always. Or they walk the line like a Egyptian. All the cops in a donut shop say, walk like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
Coming in with the most votes, that's Walk Like an Egyptian, performed there by No Strings Attached. Congratulations, you guys will be getting a collection of CDs from Koch Entertainment. stuff like, let's see here. what do we have in here? We've got Stairway to Rock, a Led Zeppelin tribute, a Jimi Hendrix tribute called Hazy Dreams, Ray Davies Storyteller CD, that's really cool, Classics Regrooved, as well as a collection of, a couple of prizes from Vacadoo. They make iPod cases. You're going to get a nano case and some quarter wraps, which are pretty cool. Second place, Say You Say Me. You're going to get a set of CDs as well as a nano case and some wraps. And then third place, I think I've got enough stuff here for a third place prize package as well. So congratulations to first, second, and third place. I'll be contacting you to get your mailing information to send these out to you. excuse me. I was just writing down stuff on the calendar for the next edition of Coverville Idol. Realized, you know, with all the holidays and stuff, you're not going to be working on recording music to make it in time for December 31st. So let's extend it. We're going to extend it 2 weeks and make it January 15th. So get your submissions into me by January 15th for the 1973 edition. Cover any song that was a hit or was released in 1973, and you'll be entered in to the competition. And we'll figure it out the best way to showcase your work. All right, let's cue the closing music then. All right, hey, I want to send out a big thank you to everyone who submitted tracks. I thought they were all great. I thought, you know, it was a great first experiment with this, and hopefully it's something that we can evolve and figure out the best way to do. If you want to get in touch with me, if you want to make a suggestion, recommendation on the way to do this, please do. Coverville@gmail.com, call the request line 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. Again, also want to send a big thanks to Koch Entertainment and Vacadoo for supplying the prizes for tonight's show. And thank you guys, the listeners, people who voted, people who listened. And again, if this is your first Coverville that you're listening to, this is an unusual one. So you may want to listen to another one just to kind of get the idea of what the show is normally like, especially with me having a better voice, but not that much better. We'll be back on Sunday night with an edition of the All Request Show. We'll get Tina on here. I've got a bunch of musically challenged, so I've got to get through those. And in the meantime, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network.